The flag riots in Belfast in Northern Ireland got much worse this week, following 45 days of violence costing more than 16 million euros in damage. Protestant rioters started attacking Catholics. The violence is the first prolonged sectarian strife in Belfast since the signing of the Good Friday Agreement 15 years ago. Our reporter, John Sepulvedo, has been covering the riots since they began, and he joins us now. John, what exactly is worse in Belfast than a week ago?
There are really two things. The first is that Protestants are attacking Catholics in Catholic neighborhoods. Now, this hasn't happened in an organized way in years, and it's a clear sign that these Protestant rioters are trying to escalate the violence. And the other big change is that these riots are happening during the day. Before, these riots were happening at night, so the participants could better hide their identity. It's a very brazen attack on police to do it during the day.
John, these riots began after the Belfast City Council voted to remove the Union Jack flag from the City Hall most days of the year. With this escalation, is there any indication the council will restore the flag?
Absolutely not. Here's Claire Hanna. She's a Belfast City Councillor, and she voted to remove the flag.
There's no chance at all that the vote to take the flag down on most days will be overturned. The decision wasn't made on a whim. It was following advice and consultation and made with due regard to how it would reflect on the entire community. It would make it very difficult to make any decision stick in future if people became aware that the democratic process could be controlled by street violence.
Now, it's important for listeners to know that Hannah said this after her home was shot at by Protestant rioters unhappy with her vote.
You told us just a moment ago Catholics are being attacked. How are they being attacked and how are they responding?
Well, they're being attacked at church and at home. The most brazen attack came against a Catholic church that at the time was holding 15 special needs children. That church was petrol bombed. Now, thankfully, these kids got away safely. But as you can imagine, that attack deeply angered many in the Catholic community. We're also seeing homes vandalized, windows smashed, people beat up, pensioners' houses attacked. And to just make sure that everyone has kind of the proper context, the century-old fight in Northern Ireland has always been between Protestant and Catholics, and it doesn't take much to get both groups gunning at each other very quickly. That being said, the response from Catholics has been incredibly muted. I've been told by members of Catholic political party Republican Sinn Féin that Catholics have been instructed not to retaliate, at least not yet. So basically, right now, the only thing keeping peace in Northern Ireland is a political party that's been forever tied to the war in Northern Ireland. It's quite ironic when you think about it.
John, what about the Protestant community? Now, high-ranking political and religious Protestants have spoken out against the violence and the riots. Why aren't the rioters listening?
Well, I've been told by both police and high-ranking Belfast City officials that two senior members of the Ulster Volunteer Force, a paramilitary group, have basically gone rogue and are leading this violence. Police have told me that one of the members of the UVF is inciting the violence and that he is deeply entwined to the East Belfast drug trade. And that basically his motivation for the riots is to flex his muscle and show police the kind of power that he has in this area. I've called UVF, the paramilitary group, for comment. They haven't gotten back to me. But when I talk with residents in East Belfast about the riots, they're also pinning much of it on this known drug dealer who is very high up in the paramilitary leadership. It's unclear why police just won't arrest him if they know he's behind it. In fact, one of the most startling statistics is the lack of arrests in this rioting. Only 80-some-odd people have been charged with a crime, while more than 100 police officers have been hurt.
John Sepulvedo from Northern Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.